All right, as previously stated, we are so happy to have Sister Jeannie Thaler, who's going to be sharing some things with us this morning. We greatly love and appreciate Sister Jeannie Thaler. Her and her husband, Sean, assist Brother and Sister Orel as our youth leaders. And so we greatly appreciate everything that she does with our young women and also with our young girls. She teaches Sunday school class to the young girls, and she is a great role model and example for our young ladies. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and turn it over now to Sister Jeannie. Go right ahead, Sister Jeannie.
Praise the Lord, everyone. I'm very grateful to be able to have this time off this morning to give a devotional. And I don't take it lightly. I really do, you know, pray and seek God for whatever it is that I might be able to say. And I just wanted to start off, I guess, by thanking Brother Rao for Wednesday night's preaching. And it's going to be directly tied into what I have to say today and what I feel like God put on my heart. And I just wanted to start by saying that there is nothing quite as exciting as when God uses multiple avenues, different people, different messages. You know, sometimes He'll confirm certain things to you, and it just brings it all together and, you know, kind of makes you know I'm not just thinking things on my own. And it's just a very exciting feeling. So Wednesday night was that type of experience for me. And it all started with a couple weeks ago, Sister Alina reached out to me and asked if I could do a devotional. And unfortunately, I was unable to. But I still went to prayer about it. Because when she asked me, I kind of felt this, you know what, I actually don't know what I would even say. And I don't like that feeling. You know, I like to kind of, this might sound a little strange, but I do believe that God can and God will allow you to feel the pulse of the church. You know, He might not reveal all the details or give you all the answers to everything, but He will allow you to, you know, move in the Spirit and kind of feel where things are at so you can be a help to the saints, you could be a help to your friends. And I felt, you know, at that moment, I was like, wow, I really don't have anything. So I went to prayer about it, and after, you know, after some time, I just felt impressed that He was saying, don't resent if I choose to speak to you in a storm. And I thought, okay, you know, that's I can see that, but it was persistent all day. You know, don't resent if I choose to speak to you in a storm. And I was kind of thinking, okay, God, yeah, that's I get that, and it would not leave me. So this was about 2 weeks ago, and it was just about every day. I almost wish that I had told Sean or told someone, because, you know, you do have that excitement when, you know, Brother Rao comes up and talks about God speaking in a whirlwind. And it was just nonstop. So just about every day, I just kept feeling, hearing those words in my heart, you know, don't resent if I choose to speak to you in a storm. And then, you know, also just a rush of different examples in the Bible, you know, were coming to my mind of all the different ways that God does choose to speak to humanity and has throughout, you know, the time. And I know that we've all experienced, you know, our own things, and it's, you know, sometimes it'll be through a few, two or three people that, you know, will come to you and give you a word, you know, they feel that God put on their heart. Maybe it's by a dream. Maybe it's an audible voice. You know, I was thinking of just so many different examples in the Bible of, you know, a burning bush, like all day for 2 weeks, this is what was happening. And, you know, just all these different examples coming to my mind of different ways that God chooses to speak to us, and ways that in some, you know, somehow we got to this place where we determined that one way was preferable over the other, that one way was, you know, the better way, you know. And I think that, you know, everyone kind of loves, and it's just across the board, you know, it's nice to hear from God in a dream, especially if it's a positive dream. It's nice to hear, you know, if you have heard an audible voice. I know that that's not something that I personally have heard, but if you have, that's incredible. And there's these things that we decided this is the way I want to hear from God. You know, this is what I'm comfortable with. This makes me happy. I believe in this avenue. And somehow we got away from accepting God speaking to us in a storm. You know, and I do believe that, you know, sometimes a trial is a trial of the faith. I do believe that hard times, you know, are just sometimes a part of life. They're not necessarily, you know, of God or anything like that. You know, sometimes you just have flat tires and it's not, you know, anything particular that's going on. But we have grown to resent storms. And, you know, this year, if there was any word for it, for sure, whirlwind, you know, I still don't know what's going on. In fact, I'm just letting, you know, things go a day at a time and somehow found a way to just be content in the day. And, but, you know, the majority of the world, it's global. You know, they just tend to feel right now like this is crazy. We have no control over anything. You know, we try to make peace with what's going on. Something new happens. And that is very much exactly what a storm is. And Brother Raul even used, you know, the exact, even the verses, down to the verses he used. It was just so exciting to me to, you know, to hear the same thoughts that I was having and what I felt like God was, you know, even talking to me, of course. You know, I'm not in, I can't say that I'm in total peace about everything. You know, it changes from day to day. You know, I still occasionally feel rocked by current day news and things like that. And I was just so encouraged to hear, you know, Brother Al bring this up and talk about, you know, that specific incident, you know, with the disciples and God coming to them in a storm. And it just brought me back to a specific time in my life where I would have described that way. Probably, you know, you can look back at something and think that was either the best time or the worst time. And it just depends how you decide to look at it. You know, if God comes to you and ministers to you during a certain time of your life, you can ignore it, you can resent it, you can, you know, you can call it a trial, you can call it whatever you want, but sometimes he is just trying to draw you and speak to you during a certain situation. So I was thinking about the advantages of being spoken to in a storm versus, you know, say a dream. If you were to have a dream and it's for a certain situation, you know, maybe you go to God in prayer about it and you kind of make sense of it, feel peace, and next thing you know, about 2 weeks later, you're not thinking about that dream anymore. There are advantages to being spoken to in a storm. And I know, I believe it was last year where we had that crazy rain. It felt like it just wouldn't end. It was just weeks and weeks of raining all day. And, you know, it actually brought us out of the drought that we were in. And, you know, that's one thing. You know, these things that happen, you know, you think you're going through a hard time and what you were dealing with before that was a good time, but really you were in a drought. Maybe you were in a drought of prayer. Maybe you were in a drought of consistency. And that's kind of what I wanted to focus on as far as why a storm is so beneficial. It's the consistency that you get from a storm. It doesn't leave. You know, maybe it follows you into your dream. So you are pushed to either you choose an avenue of resentment, or you choose to go to God in consistent prayer to make it out of that storm. And this just takes me back to a time when I was working for Stater Brothers, and I'm sure Brother Al can relate to this 100%. I was working graveyard for 6 years. And during that 6 years, there were good times, but I most of the time was praying to get out of that situation. It's not very healthy on your body. It takes a toll on your spiritual life. And I was just, it was the most consistent time in my life of prayer. And something that I would say I almost don't, you know, it hasn't been matched in the years that have followed that, because there was such a desperation, you know, during that time. There was such it started out that way, at least. You know, it would be, I would get off at 7 in the morning, I would drive down to the church, and I would be in prayer, and, you know, Elder Sanders would be there, and sometimes I would just listen to him, you know, in the beginning, because I thought, I don't even really know what to say, so I would listen. I learned to pray, you know. I haven't really talked about it too much, but I really took time listening to him pray, and you know, that I model a lot of my prayers after that, and I still draw strength from Elder Sanders' prayers, and that's something, you know, in the middle of a storm that I was able to do. And this, you know, I don't say this to build myself up at all. It's just part of the story, but it was a daily thing. I was there every day, and of course, you know, some days were spent mostly, you know, just begging God for something. You know, it wasn't a deep, you know, I wasn't going anywhere. I felt, you know, I was just really letting him know, look, I want to have a normal life. But at some point, I had finished up prayer time, and I was on my way out of the church, and Elder Sanders asked if he could, you know, just talk to me for a little bit. And he said, you know, I just want to let you know that I admire your prayer life and your walk with God. And of course, I was so humbled, and I thanked him, but I walked away and thought, like, I'm a mess. You know, I'm here not because I have this amazing prayer life, you know, one that deserves a compliment from Elder Sanders, who has a genuine, consistent prayer life. But it kind of just shook me up, and I didn't know what to say, because he was sincere and he meant it. And it took me a few years to realize that he was absolutely correct. And that even though I saw myself, and I may have entered into that season of prayer as a mess, I may have entered into that season of prayer, you know, during a storm, and I didn't see when it transitioned, but it transitioned from being, you know, I'm working through this whirlwind, and somehow it ended up just being this beautiful, consistent prayer life, and I wasn't really paying attention to it until he mentioned it, and that stayed with me. And I just thought, you know, even recently I've thought to God that I appreciate it. You know, thank you for that time. Thank you for 6 years. You know, that's a very long time. And instead of, you know, resenting the situation, which, you know, at times I did, but I was consistent in going to prayer, it became a beautiful thing that I still look back on and that I still refer to as one of my favorite times. And, you know, there's no telling that, you know, this isn't where God wants to take us right now. And I really feel like that's what he put on my heart was, you know, do not resent this time. Do not resent the uncertainty. Do not resent, you know, even the financial difficulty, which, you know, I pray that everyone is doing okay. But if you find yourself in that place, if you find yourself in that type of storm, you know, God is speaking to you. It's not a storm for storm's sake. You know, he's not going to leave you on a sea without coming out to walk to you and speak to you and take you somewhere. And this could be the best time of your life. You could look back on this a couple years from now and realize that, wow, I changed as a person. My prayer life changed. I grew. That was one of the best times of my life. And you know, I know that that's not something that we might be thinking right now, but that is the potential of the storm. You know, the storm a few years ago, I think, brought us out of a drought. We had those amazing butterflies. We had green hills. We had, you know, it was just beautiful. Everything around was wonderful after that time. And, you know, if we just rearrange our thoughts and back away from resenting every way that God tries to deal with us, every way that he tries to reach for us, you know, I believe that we can come out of this time in our lives as stronger people, consistent walks with God, consistent prayer lives. And that is something that, you know, I always look back on. And, of course, I'm not, you know, begging to stay in a lifelong whirlwind, but I do thank God for the opportunity to get closer to him. And I do thank God for these strengthening moments. And that is all I have, Brother Vic. Thank you.
And thank you, Sister Jeannie. This was tremendous this morning. the theme, don't resent if I choose to speak to you in the storm. I wrote that down, and as Sister Jeannie began to speak about this, she made a few comments at the beginning about, you know, dreams and visions, and if someone's heard an audible voice, well, that's great, that's tremendous. As she spoke about that, I thought about the story in the Bible with the prophet Elijah and how the Lord came to him and explained to him about the strong wind. You know, the strong wind came and broke the rock in pieces, but the Lord was not in the strong wind. Then an earthquake came, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And then there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, but the Lord was in the still, small voice. And when Sister Jeannie began to speak about opening up and being vulnerable, about that special time in prayer in her life years ago when she ran into Elder Sanders, it was in the time of need, a time of desperation. She needed something from God where she learned consistency in prayer. And so, and like she said, you know, we may look back on something like that and think, well, I was just struggling. I didn't know how to pray, but that's where we learned how to pray. The last comment that Sister Jeannie made was about that this could be the best time in your life. Yeah, the whirlwind, the storm could be the best time in your life, because out of it is going to produce great character. It's going to produce a great lesson in faithfulness, and that's what the Lord wants. And I'll be honest with you, church, just last night as I was praying, I began to think about that. That's what the Lord wants, church. He just wants to hear us, whether it's a storm, whether it's a good time in our lives. He wants to be able to hear that communion coming from us to Him out of sincerity, just because we love Him. So what a great, great message and a devotion that we heard this morning from Sister Jeannie. Thank you so much, Sister Jeannie. Church, why don't we just, I'm feeling the anointing right now, just hearing all this and talking about all this. Why don't we just thank God for the opportunity and the honor that we have to be able to come to Him in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Sister Jeannie. We thank You, Lord, for this great lesson that she's given us this morning out of her own life, her own experience. I hope and pray, Lord, that this is going to help and touch someone else, wherever they're at in their prayer life, Lord God, that we'd be able to excel and get into that deep place in prayer that You want us to be in. In the name of Jesus, we ask and pray, Lord. Amen. Church, please be thinking, meditating, and praying on what we've heard this morning. We will not be having our couples devotion tonight, but we will be having our morning manna family devotion tomorrow morning. We'll be hearing Brother Jason Hood. Everyone have a blessed day in Jesus' name. Amen.